Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It's the morning shift. You've got Mike here. Bo is here. I'm here, Allie Mack. And so is Dylan behind the glass. In a minute, I'm going to need some serious help. I moved a timeline up probably way too early. Already sent a few texts out. And now Grant and I have a major task to accomplish. I'll get to that in my Mac drop momentarily. But we do have to jump into the front page. We have a lot of headlines to cover. All right, Netflix's quarterback series is back. It is going to get interesting. We have Cincinnati Bengals, Joe Burrow, Detroit Lions, Jared Goff, but the one we care about, Atlanta Falcons, Kirk Cousins.
That's my quarterback.
Let's go, baby!
And we found there's an opportunity that would be a longer commitment.
This one is over. Tap it up.
What? I was surprised when the NFL draft happened.
Somebody tried to break into Joe Burrow's house.
Our backs are against the wall.
Turn it back on now.
We fight, no cap!
That's what we're here for right here.
When the noise disappears, everything is falling right into place.
Let's go!
Now we're playing ball.
Hey, you like that?
This was a hard-earned Roy Rogers.
Something made me laugh when he was like, you know, it's a longer commitment. Obviously, there's other quarterbacks mixed in there, but with the, you can hear Cousins say, yeah, we just looking for someone with a longer commitment.
Dude. Yeah, and that was just the trailer. The whole thing is going to be released July 8th. Do you think we're going to learn a little bit about what really happened last season and how Kirk was really reacting behind the scenes?
I didn't think so before I saw the trailer.
Yeah.
And I got to tell you guys, like one of the first things they show is him getting hit in New Orleans.
Yeah.
Getting blindsided. And that's the hit that he said injured him for the remainder of the season. So I don't know if you feel like you see little snippets or little Easter eggs in trailers, then I'm like, okay, yeah, they're going to talk about that because that's definitely a massive part of the season.
Well, remember a lot of times, like with some movies these days, the trailer is the movie and you get the best part. Now, what I would say is I think you'll get a real honest, for the first time, viewpoint of how he felt when Penix was drafted.
Mm-hmm.
And I think you might get a little bit of insight of how he was feeling after the Saints game that he got hurt in. But I'm not going into this expecting any earth-shattering news or anything that will affect his relationship with the team moving forward. Because remember, the editorial control Kirk Cousins and Joe Burrow and all these guys in it. They have editorial control. They can cut things out.
Yeah.
So
you know what? You know what really struck me as I'm watching the trailer and really throughout this entire thing, because the Falcons have obviously had a quarterback on this before, Marcus Mariota. I'm thinking about this and realizing that Kirk Cousins is going to be on here, and I'm going, can we just get through a season without the starting quarterback being benched? You know what I mean?
That's a fair question.
It's been a while.
Yeah.
It has been a while since we've been through a season in Atlanta without the starting quarterback being benched.
Yeah, who was the last one?
It's just frustrating, man. And I'm sure we'll learn plenty about it, but I'm just sitting there looking at Michael Penix going, dude, if you can just deliver us 17 games this year, that you'll be a hero.
It's why I tell people, don't run out franchise quarterbacks. Some
you tell people that
some did not appreciate Matt Ryan, and I remember I did say to people that I was like, y'all are gonna miss him when he's gone, and we have missed him desperately the last 3 or 4 years. Hopefully, it's solved. Hopefully,
yeah. And I think look, we said the same thing last year. Hopefully, it's solved, and it wasn't. And I think it's a tough pill to swallow. So yeah, when I'm watching that trailer, and obviously I'm excited about it, and I think we'll watch probably every minute of it. But you know, they start hearing West Durham fire. Oh, touchdown, Falcons! Yeah. Like yes, and then you start realizing what the end of the season looked like, and you see Kirk's wife on there, and she's talking about it's not all on him, but it's a lot on him.
Right.
And you're like, yeah, okay, yep, I know that story.
I also have to point out, I have a conspiracy theory starting up when it comes to Netflix documentaries. If you sign up for one because you think you're about to have a great season, you're not.
Yeah.
Aaron Rodgers with Enigma, Marcus Mariota. All, there was a series about tennis players, and the next tournament, they all like completely botched it. So if you sign up for a Netflix documentary, just be aware.
I'll say this too. Documentaries on Netflix, especially sports ones, they used to be special. There's one about every single person now. Like there is not a person out there in the sports world where I can't find a documentary on them. I'm just like, you know, it just is what it is. And every one of them's like battled against something. I don't know. I'm a little bit oversaturated with some of the documentaries.
What if I told you?
Yeah.
From the small town of Pensacola.
Yeah, there you go.
Turned into a
he
captain,
beat all odds.
Was a national champion. Injuries got his career, and now he hosts a radio show with the most interesting man in the Southeast. That would be me. I would be the most interesting man. You would host the show with me.
They all battled something, man, and it all turns out they're Clarence from 8 Mile. It's like, dude, you know.
What?
Yeah, man, you know what I mean? Like, his parents are married. He went to a private school, you know, like.
Yeah.
You did not just go there. You really just dissed everybody.
He just dropped like, a pop a doc line.
Like, how many times can we see a trailer where it's like, he overcomes everything? And you're like, all right, dude, just calm down.
Well, at least you didn't call him a Cheddar Bob. I mean.
I guess so. I don't know. Anyways.
I'm not
expecting much, I guess, is what I'll say.
You watched 8 Mile when it came out.
I did, of course.
I didn't. We and Amy were a couple Christmases ago. We sat down and we're like, we did like a cabin retreat for a couple of days, and like 8 Mile popped up on Netflix. I was like, oh, let's just watch this. And we get like 10 minutes into it. She's like, I've never watched this. I was like, what?
8 Mile is one of those movies. Wow. If I see it on, I gotta go to it. Like, I can't pass over 8 Mile.
I feel that way about almost any musical biopic movie, like Bohemian Rhapsody. I'll watch Walk the Line with Johnny Cash. Like,
Walk the Line is so good,
so good.
I fell in love with Reese Witherspoon.
Oh, I think
that
we
movie.
All did
because
all did.
Her. That's. That,
until
she's like,
she had that incident.
Straight
Out
of Compton was good too. I like Straight Out of Compton.
Straight Out of Compton was phenomenal.
Yeah,
but Straight Out of Compton was so good because they like Ice Cube and Dre, they had real like input on that. I mean, yes. O'Shea Jackson
played his father.
A friend of the show because he has retweeted.
Yeah,
retweeted the show account.
Yeah, hey. which we didn't even do. I don't know.
Thank
weird.
God we were not involved in that.
No kidding. That's one.
Where are we at on Get Rich or Die Trying? Anybody like that movie?
Oh, I like Get Rich or Die Trying.
Yeah, it's solid.
I think it's solid. It's not the best.
It's not in the realm of the others.
It's
okay,
not the best one.
I know. We talk way too much. I don't know.
What is the best music document? Music movie.
Sounds like a top five you need to put together, Bo.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think I'll do it.
Coming up.
Speaking of which, Mike has a top five Tuesday coming up at 7:40 today. But back to the front page, Hawks GM Ansi Salah talked about the importance of adding size to the team through the draft and free agency.
I think there are ways that you could build a team that you don't need traditional types of things. In the sense of, like, we do have some long athletic guys out there, which is really interesting for our defense and our play style moving forward. Yeah, when we get to that point in our season, and we'll address some things there, but I feel really good about a lot of our group moving forward. We are a very young group that is still developing, and I think that's important to realize here. But really excited for Onyeka. Really excited for Onyeka.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Yeah, I'm excited for Onyeka too. I don't know, Dylan. You tell me. I feel like when you look at what the Hawks' possibilities are in the draft, it seems like they have to be kind of reactionary in terms of who kind of falls to them.
Yeah, they really do. And I hope they go. I definitely need another big. It was interesting to hear him point out specifically Onyeka, because I do think Onyeka is one of those players that can definitely be an X factor for this team. So it was good to hear him call out Onyeka specifically. But with that said, though, I would like to see them go after another big, because I do think if they aren't planning to get a big in free agency, and they still very could, I still think they need a developmental big, because let's be honest, Clint Capela is not coming back. I'm not sure about how the new front office, how Ansi Salah feels about Muhammad Gay. I personally like Muhammad Gay. I like his upside.
He's raw but explosive.
Exactly. He shows a lot of upside. He's very raw, very green, but he can shoot the three. He has a nice presence down low, can be a shot-blocking presence. So I do still think you need a developmental big, though, at the end of the day, and a point guard.
Well, and the Celtics are trading Drew Holiday to the Portland Trail Blazers.
Interesting one right there, man. That's an up-and-coming team trading a young guy. Drew Holiday. I guess they're going for it now. I don't know.
I think this is actually a very good upgrade. And I say upgrade because Anthony Simons is obviously on the up and up as a 26-year-old, really good guard, can shoot the three. He's going to fit very well in that Joe Mazzulla offense. As we know, the Celtics love to shoot the three, live and die by the three. A solid three-point shooter, can handle the ball, can create his own. So it's not going to necessarily do anything for them next year, obviously, because Tatum's going to miss basically the whole year. But when Tatum comes back and you talk about Anthony Simons, Jaylen Brown, Jason Tatum, you know, throwing a Peyton Pritchard and a Derek White in the mix, I think that's a solid reload piece for the Boston Celtics, because we know Drew Holiday was on he's on the back nine of his career, if we're just being honest. So they kind of offloading that contract and bringing in somebody fresh and new. So I like that move for the Celtics. And Drew Holiday, they'll probably find – I'm guessing maybe the Trailblazers find a way to buy him out and try to put him with a contender.
Ooh. I didn't think about that.
Guys, we might be in for it over at Macaulay Manor. Woo! In our new house. We've been there 2 months. We haven't really had anyone over, so we're going to do a little soft launch. Family get-together. It's not a housewarming.
What?
It's just a
family housewarming.
It's just a little post July 4th cookout for our family, because they're required to love us no matter how the house looks.
You know what I hear, Bo? I hear, I don't want to offend you guys, so I'm going to tell you it's family. That's what I just heard. Let's be real honest here. There's going to be friends there.
No.
Not one friend?
Not one friend. No.
All family.
So I don't know if you know this, Mike, but I'm from a massive family. There are five of me running around. My parents had five kids.
Good for them.
So they are coming over with their kids. Like, it's a massive ordeal to have my entire family over, and Grant's parents are going to be in town as well. So everyone. And currently, we don't have a kitchen table, nor do we have a grill at our house. Not sure how to transport that.
Invite comes with SRO, standing room only.
Exactly. It's general admission over at Macaulay Manor.
Well, you just got to get a truck. I mean, that's what you need. That's how you transport those things. But I no longer volunteer my services to help.
Been taken out before. Yeah, been taken out.
I think we're gonna get a U-Haul or something to bring the grill over. But we've been talking about it all week. We're going out to Echo Park Speedway. You are hosting a bunch of friends. What are some key things that we need to include for a good cookout? Like, what are some great ideas when you've gone to someone's house and you've walked away going, man? Yeah. That was so fun.
Well,
what did they have?
First off, don't over, like, just simplify it all. Like, just cook
I agree.
Whatever, like, burgers and dogs and whatever tofu thing that you want, like, simplify it. Because you don't worry about having to cook this big, fancy, you know, meal with, like, ribs or whatever. I would tell you, like, drinks. I mean, most people BYOB, but now you can have a cooler.
Yeah.
Cokes and little cold beers. And
I got a tip, and you'll meet our buddy Doug that'll be at Echo Park Speedway. I got a tip from Doug one time that said, turn main courses into finger foods. And I thought, like, and then I went to his house and brought my buddy Donaldson came with me, and he, like, went out to the grill and he cooked his steak and his veggies or whatever else it is, and then he came inside to a cutting board right there in the middle of the table and chopped a steak into bite-sized pieces of steak, and he had little toothpicks to go in them. I was like, there you go.
That's smart.
A main course into a finger food. So, yeah, I mean, biting off more than you can chew, probably, without a table, but I'm sure you'll get there.
Yeah,
right?
I know.
I mean, if nothing else, you'll just buy one of those pop-up $40 guys from Target, and everybody will be happy because they're your family.
But what? Exactly, because they're my family. It's all family, I'm telling you.
Yeah, it's always easier and worse.
Any family activities we need to set up? Because
like cornhole?
Cornhole.
No, they don't even have a table. You think they got a cornhole
set? Keep
in
mind, we also have the excavation going on in the backyard as well. So they're
Are they all Braves fans?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, minus my dad, poor guy. He's a Pirates fan.
Why didn't he
tell me that at at the Lazy Dog.
Well,
kind of offended.
I mean, I don't know why you're offended. Allie told us that before we went to Lazy Dog on the air. But
thanks
yeah,
for
you
playing
know,
along, Bo. Thank you.
Having the game on would be nice.
Yeah,
that's why I asked because I was like, you know, everybody's gonna want to see that.
That's true.
But look, just have some. I don't know because you don't have a table. So do you have your stereo set up? Do you have a speaker?
What do you put the TV on?
I have a little Bluetooth speaker that's about the size of my hand.
Now we're talking. Although
you can
be very
get one
careful.
Of those. If you can get one of those, the Echo, the I can't remember the studio. I think is what it's called. It's a pretty good size speaker. Hooks to your Wi-Fi. You play, and also you play off your phone, and it you can hear it very well. So that
that's
would be good.
Best, yeah, that's the best part about hosting is you get to have the aux.
True.
You know what I mean?
True.
I just don't know where your food's going to go.
We'll have to figure it out. If you have any suggestions on what we need at this little cookout that we're having over at Macaulay Manor, feel free to tweet me at 929MorningShift. And coming up, we are handing out the best running back superlative to one of our opponents this season. Bo and Mike need to whittle that down next on Sports Radio 929 The Game and
the Odyssey app.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.